You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tea time kickoff on Sunday, the 4 p.m. start time is Swansea versus West Ham. Swansea 23-20, the draw 9-4, and West Ham in the betting at 5-2. Enhanced odds, Bafétimbi Gomis to score and Swansea to win 7-2. And he's back, Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win in the betting at 7-1. Lee, Swansea's decline came as a bit of a surprise when we were thinking back 2 months ago, but they're in real danger now. They're only outside the relegation zone on goal difference at the moment, and still without a manager as well at time of recording. Things aren't looking good for Swansea.
No, and that goal difference won't last long if they keep doing what they're doing at home. Lost 3-0 to Arsenal, drew 2-2 with Bournemouth, lost 3-0 to Leicester. Admittedly, you know, you look at the home games they've had so far this season, and they haven't had an easy run. You know, they started the season off with Newcastle. That's pretty easy. But they had Man United, they've had Everton, they had Tottenham, Stoke, Arsenal, Bournemouth and Leicester. So only two of those, really, that you'd expect, given the form we've seen from Leicester and Stoke this season, that you'd expect them to get results against. And they drew with Bournemouth and they beat Newcastle. So, you know, let's not be too harsh on them. They've got some easier games to come. Next, you know, few home games: West Ham, West Brom, Sunderland, Watford, Palace. I know they're not easy, but they need to start picking up points now. Whether they'll do it against West Ham is another matter, though. I mean, no winning six for Swansea, no winning six for West Ham either. You know, it's not like West Ham are tearing up trees. I mean, they've missed their key player, haven't they? And boy, have they missed him! It seemed really obvious. 0-0 draw last time out away from home against Man United. Decent enough result. Drew 0-0 with Stoke as well at home. There's not many goals in this game, to be fair. I mean, you look at as well as those losing streaks, Hammers have only scored 1 in 3 away. Swansea have only scored 2 in 4 at home. So you can probably guess where I'm going on this one.
Unders?
Low on the goals here. I think it's going to be... I think West Ham would be happy enough if they came away with a point. I think they'd want all three. Same for Swansea. I think they'll both... Probably an entertaining first half. Maybe chances. Maybe even a goal each. But I think we're looking at... As the game drags on, both will settle for the draw here. Have you seen the under 2.5?
Yeah, 13-20.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah. But as ever, the under 1.5 at 21-10 looks a much bigger price, given that, you know, the rising price for just one goal. So I'm going to go for... I won't be surprised if another 0-0 draw and West Ham do all they can just to keep Swansea at bay.
8-1 if you fancy 0-0 in this game. West Ham do have a couple of players coming back into the fold here. Manuel Lanzini should be back. He looked fantastic before he got injured. And Enner Valencia returned against Stoke as well, so he might be back in the first team here as well. Derek, Swansea versus West Ham.
I can't believe Swansea is so short. 23-20.
Awful price,
isn't it? Shocking price. And, you know, how would you grade Swansea with Villa? Probably looking at the league table, they're a better side, but only marginally. I don't think there's that much in it, to be honest. I think at the moment, Swansea are going nowhere, same as Villa. And yet, you know, West Ham would play at Villa on Boxing Day, and I've got the prices up here, the Hills prices for that game. West Ham are only 6-4 to win at Villa, and yet the 5-2 to win at Swansea. Mm. Big, big difference that, isn't it?
When
you know, so either the ridiculous, way, way too short for the Villa game, or they might be just too big for the Swansea game. I'm thinking the latter. I think this is a great chance for West Ham. Let's not forget they've been to some of the top grounds this season and won. Okay, their form's tailed off a little bit because they've been losing players, but some of those players are coming back now. And, you know, okay, they haven't won in 6 games, but they've met some top, you know, decent opposition there. Tottenham, Everton, Man United. Well, Man United, if you can call them decent anymore. They're not losing games. You know, they're not losing that many games. This match has finished a draw the last 2 seasons, but I think West Ham are worth the bet here. I can't see them not winning this game. 5-2 is a good price.
5-2, the Hammers are in that Swansea-West Ham clash on Sunday afternoon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.